We've been hearing about this little underbelly of basketball for a long, long time that entails schools and agents and runners and the AAU component that's also involved in this. And it really came tumbling down yesterday. Four coaches at various schools were arrested. You had an agent, big-time agent, whose office was raided. And it was fast. It was furious. And it's got to be frightening for those who are still sitting there waiting for that knock on their door, that possibly, because you know these guys are going to start singing like birds just to save their bacon.
Well, this system has been not broken because it's well greased, so it's not busted, but it's been kind of dirty for a while, and this is just the start, because when you get into this thing and you're talking about coaches and agents, you're not even getting down to the place where the real problems have been for a while, which is the places that cash goes that they're so freely handing out. FBI, great. Where are the other three letters? IRS.
Yeah.
Because they're right behind it.
Yep.
They're right behind it. You're going to get fraud. You're going to have a little bit of tax evasion problem. You're getting all those cash payments and whatnot going on. So I think between that and then the whole Patino part, and I mean, it's just college basketball did not need this right at this time, because it couldn't be a worse time to suddenly kick off.
And what you had yesterday was acting U.S. Attorney June Kim. He laid out what all the evidence that they have amassed thus far. And this has been an investigation that's been ongoing since 2015. So this is not something where all of a sudden they got a sniff of something that was going on and they jumped on it. This is something where they've been laying in the weeds. They've had guys infiltrate, and maybe even ladies infiltrate certain entities that are involved in this fraud situation. And they've gotten also witnesses to flip already and divulge information about the ongoings of the underbelly of NCAA basketball. And you mentioned Rick Pitino, a guy who's been in the crosshairs numerous times now.
Not unfamiliar with the glare.
It was interesting to get the statement from him. It was well written, I must say.
Yes.
Of course, it was his statement last night. I'm shocked and amazed at what there's gambling going on in here. And there's a young man that's involved in this, whose name has surfaced in this. Brian Bowen is his name, and he was being recruited by my alma mater, University of Texas, and then all of a sudden he ends up on the doorstep there at Louisville, and Rick Pitino seemed surprised that, hey, all of a sudden this five-star is
He always wanted to be a Cardinal.
Always, just never reached out to him or anything like that, and the Cardinals weren't aware of him. How are they not aware of a five-star?
Very patriotic young man.
Yeah.
Very, very well studied in the presidents.
Exactly.
Loved to follow one guy that was never, ever a president, but huge in the building of our country, one Benjamin Franklin.
There you go. Yeah.
I was gonna, very large mistake.
Huge. And we're not going to indict Louisville or Rick Pitino yet.
No.
But,
no, we're not at that bailiff whack his pee-pee stage yet.
Exactly, but this doesn't look good. Let's listen to acting U.S. Attorney June Kim on these NCAA charges.
The picture painted by the charges brought today is not a pretty one. Coaches at some of the nation's top programs soliciting and accepting cash bribes. Managers and financial advisors circling blue-chip prospects like coyotes. And employees of one of the world's largest sportswear companies secretly funneling cash to the families of high school recruits.
Now, he mentioned sportswear company. It was a couple weeks ago, Mikey B, PDB, correct me if I'm wrong, we were discussing Adidas and how their market share had increased.
Amazing.
Yes.
Fortuitous.
Yes. This is only a coincidence. But their market share had increased. I believe they're now second in the shoe business as far as their market share. And I was surprised. Oh, Adidas making a comeback.
Is that next to Baller Brand, of course?
Right. Big Baller Brand will be number one currently. $500 shoes. But I was surprised to hear that. You got Nike there, of course, Under Armour there with their ugly Steph Curry shoes. And then you had Adidas. Now, Adidas has been in the game for a long, long time. I wore them at UCLA. I'm not sure if you guys wore them.
Adidas, yeah.
Back in the day.
Adidas.
That's why
and Puma.
Oh, you had Puma back then. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the reason my feet hurt, part of the reason because of wearing those Adidas back in my UCLA days.
Those wide, flat shoes.
Exactly. Very flat. No cushion whatsoever.
I tell you one thing, though. I like this acting.
U.S. Attorney June Kim?
He is acting like a U.S. attorney. I think he's got that down. I mean, Fortino at this point would say he doesn't have to act. He is a pretty good U.S. attorney.
Yeah. Can we remove the acting? What's up with that? Is he stepping down after
It's a federal job these days. There's been a little turnover in that.
Yeah, just a little bit. But there were four coaches that were arrested yesterday. Our charges were brought against them. There were 10 people, including the four coaches. Chuck Person, the Rifleman. Remember the Rifleman back in the day?
Yeah.
Indiana Pacers?
Indiana Pacers.
I saw
absolutely.
That. I was like, what? Are you kidding me? All-time leading scorer there at the University of Auburn. And now Bruce Pearl, who had a little incident when he was at Tennessee, a little cookout, didn't share with the NCAA. Now one of his assistants is embroiled in this deal. Oklahoma State's Lamont Evans, Arizona's Emmanuel Book Richardson. I might want to change my nickname, Book. His nickname,
yeah.
Book?
Yeah.
Book him? Book Richardson. Wow. Okay. USC's Tony Bland also implicated in this deal.
Did you read the part of it about that Tony Bland, the guy from SC, and how that went down?
Go ahead.
Wow.
Yes.
With all the it gives you an idea of how long they've been doing it.
Right.
Because they went through meeting after meeting, cash transaction after cash transaction about certain, player 8 and player 9. You know, it reads just like, and we haven't seen anything like this since then. Remember the Paterno case, the whole Sandusky and everything else? When that came out, it reads exactly the same as that.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly.
Point by point, blow by blow.
That's the nature, I guess, of the federal indictments. But it's going to be a dirty, dirty, dirty time for a lot of
those
guys.
Yeah, as they said, there are going to be a lot of people who are going to start squealing just to save their own freedom, if you will. The FBI also arrested a James Gatto, director of global sports marketing for Adidas. Maybe it's Gatto, but it's G-A-T-T-O. Director
soon to be Ratto.
I think that's on the horizon, right? Global sports marketing director for Adidas, Merle Cote, another Adidas employee. Christian Dawkins, former NBA agent who was recently fired from ASM Sports, and numerous others who are involved in this and the AAU program. And we've heard about this for numerous years, where you'd have these kids who were directed towards a certain school or coach, and that coach had an affiliation and a relationship with a certain shoe company, and you have all these camps, and these guys are funneled to, and the AAU coach was getting some cake, and he was giving that to the family, and so it's something that's been going on for a long, long while. Now to see that there are fraud and charges coming down because of all that, it just is going to open this thing wide open. And I want to know, and I asked this question last night when we were all together talking football. Now with all the Nike camps and these Elite 11 camps and things of that nature, will they turn the acting U.S. Attorney June Kim or whoever takes over after he's through acting, will they now turn an eye towards college football because the same machinations may be taking place there?
My guess is they have already. Mm-hmm. You know, because all this stuff you talk about with Adidas and the agents and everything else, that's all going on. We're not talking about college players here. We're talking about high school players and middle school players and guys going from one AAU, families moving I'm not talking about kind of moving. I'm talking about making significant moves distances-wise, for the kid to play on an AAU team. That's connected with a shoe company, that's connected with a series of coaches, that's connected, and that's just, it just stinks. Well, and I was really surprised yesterday or last night to find out that one of the original writers from that TV show Hogan's Heroes was still alive, because that's who had to write Rick Pitino's speech. He was in charge of writing all of Sergeant Schultz's.
Yeah.
I know nothing, nothing.
That's what it seemed. It sounded like that or Casablanca.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah.
Right. I'm shocked to find out there's gambling going on here. Sonny Vaccaro, a guy, a long time.
Oh, yeah. There's a familiar name.
Very familiar name in the world of basketball. He said that he thinks schemes involving apparel companies, coaches, players, and agents have existed forever. They have, but never. Never on the scale of the federal corruption charges announced yesterday. So he's correct. We've known about this for a long, long time. We've been well aware that this was happening, but on this scale. And yes, when you're talking about basketball, it's a totally different animal than football, where you can go and you can find you a 6-footer or a 6'5" guard, even a 7-footer, and you can now say, okay, this guy has some potential. We need to get on him right now because now we can get him assigned or aligned with a particular shoe company, and that shoe company, of course, sits in favor with this university, that university, this coach, or what have you. And now we're going to the highest bidder, and all that money trickles down all the way down to the runner, who's the guy that located said player. Now, in football, we've heard these stories where there's a guy who's in middle school and still recruiting, but you don't know how he's going to pan out. You don't know if he's going to fill up.
But don't we call that capitalism?
We do, but it's only in sports.
Going to the highest bidder, as much as the market will bear, whatever term you want to put on it.
That's one of the reasons why I always advocate for these young men at the collegiate level owning their licensing rights, their marketing. I'm not advocating paying them across the board, no, but allow me to own my licensing, my marketability, and see if there's a market for it. And I always say, if you want to find that socialism, look no further than big-time college basketball and football, because everyone, no matter what you produce, no matter what you do on the court or on the field, you get the same as the guy whose jersey's flying off the shelf. So
the last time in your career, you'll be actually equal.
Yeah, that is so true. And I would agree with you. We do call that marketing in other areas, but here, where there are bribes going on, there's fraud, apparently, and we'll have to sift through all the charges as this thing continues to play out. But what if there are players that want to be bought, why can't they be bought? And why is there a limitation as far as age?
Well, the big thing really is going to be in the bottom line is going to be following all that cash, and it's going to be the taxes and the fact that the federal government hasn't been wetting their beak, to use a Godfather line. it just hasn't been happening.
Isn't that usually how it works out?
Yeah.
That's Al Capone. I guess we can't.
Yeah.
Looking for something else, and you fall upon this right here. So this has shaken the NCAA basketball community to its core. This was a huge bombshell yesterday, and I would imagine that this cannot be the end of it. Not that I'm out there looking for that, but I'm sure there are going to be more shoes to drop as far as this is concerned.
Oh, yeah. It's now football's got to be sitting over there going, pay no attention to me. You go ahead. Go ahead.
Especially at the NFL level, that is entirely true. So, once again, U.S. Acting Attorney June Kim, shocking charges that have been made against the NCAA, many in the NCAA basketball world, coaches who have been indicted and arrested and out on bond this morning, at least 4 thus far, 10 total were arrested yesterday. And I want to get the Mr. June Kim, he described some of the alleged bribes, and this is pretty interesting to hear him talk about what they were able to find.
First, college coaches took cash bribes from managers and advisors in exchange for directing players and their families to those bribers. In the second scheme, managers, advisors, and those affiliated with the sportswear company worked together to funnel money to families of some of the country's top high school recruits, upwards of $100,000. for the player's commitment to play for the schools sponsored by that company.
That is what we've been aware of for a long, long time. Now that all this comes to light, I don't understand why it's such a big revelation. That's why I say we need to sift through this a little deeper. The tax implications that you brought up, surely that's going to be on the table. And at the end of the day, that may be the end of all this and where the rubber really meets the road. But as far as the fraud and the scheming, that's been going on for a while.
Yeah. I mean, how do you separate, too, these assistants and the way it's been going on and their dealings with agents, blah, blah, blah. How much, to use a Nixonian term, plausible deniability is there for the Rick Pitinos and the Bruce Pearls and go down the entire list? This is not a, you know, five or six basketball programs in the country type story. This is most of the teams in the country type story.
And they all, go ahead. I'm sorry.
What is that deniability for the coach? Is that all? Is it endemic in that, or systemic, I should say, in that that's how you set up that insulation? You know, the dirty work's done down here, but never really goes past a certain level before it gets to the coach.
Well, that's been the excuse when you had the Katina Powell situation there at Louisville. I didn't know what my underlings were doing, my subordinates.
It was Nick Nolte's excuse in Blue Chip.
Right, yeah. I had no idea what those guys were doing. And I sometimes give these coaches, the football coaches, a pass. You got 120 guys in that locker room. There's no way you with 120 guys and a staff of 10, usually not counting all those consultants that are now involved in college football, but it's going to be difficult for you to police every move that these guys make. Now, in the basketball world, I don't see it as taxing as it is at the college football level, because you've got 15 guys on that roster, and what do you have, four assistants, maybe, if you count a manager and a trainer here. But I would think you'd have a better handle on what's ongoing with your program. But that excuse has been able to fly. I guess Rick Pitino, they handed down, what is he supposed to be, suspended for 5 games this upcoming season, something like that, because of this whole Katina Powell mess. But I didn't know what was going on has been carrying the day for Rick Pitino.
Hookers in the dorm room?
Yeah,
no idea.
I had no idea that that's what was going on. That during these parties with recruits, that Katina Powell and her ugly crew were helping me garner their or attract their talent to my university. I mean, come on.
How long is it going to be till we hear a name that's been fairly synonymous with shady in college basketball? Calipari?
Oh. I'm not going to implicate him just yet, but
just asking. You know, if
those
you got,
days are over, man. That was at UMass.
If you got and Memphis,
damn, I forgot about Memphis.
And Memphis,
those days are over, man. He's so far removed from UMass and Memphis. Come on,
that's why he played in the pyramid down there in Memphis, because he needed all them sharp edges.
My man, Randy Cross, sitting in for Gio and Gio and Jones. You want to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Talking basketball. That's right. Not football this morning. We're going to get to football, though. Talking about corruption in college basketball, all that and a lot, lot more coming up on Gio and Jones.
It's fun to be around that place and those people that run those. And just over the years, I've got buddies that are now pretty good size executives with those companies, and to learn how much money everyone goes, oh, it's a gambling capital. Gambling is like valet parking to those guys.
Yep.
As far as percentage of their income, it's like, no big deal. But over here, where they're going to pay, it's one thing to charge you $10 for a beer. Then they're going to charge you $1,000 to sit in that seat for 2 or 3 hours.
Yep. The bottle service, and you're talking upwards tens, twenties, thousands of dollars, and people pay it.
Yeah.
People pay it.
Yeah.
So
Cristal out in the sun, 95 degrees.
Ace of spades.
What could go wrong with that?
Yeah, exactly. You hear a lot of baby, I'm sorry, not sorry. Hey, welcome back to the show, Gio and Jones. Randy Cross sitting in for Gio once again this morning. His last little day to hang out with us, and hell, who knows who we have tomorrow? Maybe Bogus, right? Who knows? He's sick too.
Hopefully, Bogus.
Bogus is still sick. Do we know what's ailing the man?
No.
Okay. House didn't fall on him, did it? Usually the house is
When is John Wayne Gacy coming back? Is that next Monday?
That's Monday. We're referring to Gio since he has shaved his beard. He looks
like he's got bodies in a freezer in his basement.
He looks buried like a
in his backyard.
That's what I called him yesterday, John Wayne Gacy. That's what he looked like. He looks spooky, but bogus. Who knows what he looks like because we haven't seen him in a couple days, but we do know what Brad Heller looks like. Brad, welcome back.
Thank you.
Good to be here again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
See if you can get out of here unscathed once again. What you got in your update?
All right, guys, with this report brought to you by Cremo Shaving Cream. Beards have needs. Cremo Beard Products care for your beard at any stage of growth, from short and scruffy to long and luxurious. Try Cremo Beard Products, available at Walmart and Target. We'll start with the playoff races in Major League Baseball. The Red Sox lead in the AL East continues to shrink.
And here's the first pitch he sees, this time up in the air to right center field. Chris Young's going back. He looks up, and it's gone. Over the Red Sox bullpen, Josh Donaldson has homered again, number 33 of the season, his second tonight.
Joe Siddle called it. Blue Jays Radio Network. Red Sox lost to the Jays 9-4 at Fenway. Boston's lead down to 3 on the Yankees, who beat the Rays in New York 6-1. The Yankees also locked up at worst home field in the wild card game. The Twins' magic number for that last wild card spot, well, that's down to 1.
And Shaw's 0-1 pitch, a swing and a fly ball into right center field. Back goes Bruce. Back at the wall. It is gone. A home run. Brian Dozier goes the opposite way. An eighth inning go-ahead three-run homer. And with one swing of the bat, the Twins have the lead.
Corey Provis and the Twins Radio Network. Minnesota winning its fifth straight, 8-6 in Cleveland. In the National League, the Cubs will have to wait another day to clinch the Central, losing to the Cardinals 8-7. The magic number still at 1 because the Brewers beat the Reds 7-6. Milwaukee still a game and a half behind Colorado for the final playoff spot. The Rockies blank the Marlins 6-0. The Dodgers over the Padres 9-2. L.A. locking up home field in the NL playoffs. Rick Pitino calls the allegations a complete shock as Louisville program part of the FBI investigation into corruption in college basketball. Miami also mentioned in court documents, although not by name. Both schools sponsored by Adidas. The head of sports marketing at Adidas allegedly paid players to go to these schools. And 4 prominent assistant coaches at other schools, including Chuck Person at Auburn, well, they're accused of accepting bribes to steer players to specific agents. And Dwayne Wade is expected to clear waivers today. Then he'll reportedly sign a 1-year, $2 million deal with the Cavs. Guys?
Brad, thank you, sir. I picked your Syracuse upset this weekend, just so you know.
I like it. So maybe a little NC State letdown? If it happens, for sure.
Possibly a little NC State letdown, and also on the heels of Mr. Chubb. What's his first name? Bradley Chubb, big defensive lineman. Yeah. Who's damn good.
Very good player.
And showed it
last week.
Yes, he did. And, you know, after he dropped a loogie on the logo in the middle of the field there at Florida State, that was a little too much for me. And I'm tired of seeing that video. I think possibly a letdown. And Syracuse, you know, down 21-3, then down 28-10, made a run at it during the end. If they quit stubbing their toe and maybe they can get a big victory on the road. We'll see.
They're going to have some offense. It's just a matter of if he can get some defense
exactly.
going on.
Hope they bring the same intensity to Raleigh as they brought to Baton Rouge.
Well, at least in the second half.
Absolutely.
They brought that intensity.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
Our breakfast, I like the prediction.
If they win, I'll buy the breakfast.
Okay.
If they win. So go cheer your orange on, okay?
All right. Thanks.
We were discussing this big bombshell about NCAA basketball, and we mentioned the teams that were involved, the schools that were involved, and some of the assistants that were involved up to this point. And there's a huge agency that's involved. ASM is the name of the agency. There's a prominent agent there, Andy Miller, who represents numerous players. One that's a big fan of our show. I think we can say that. We're big fans of his and his country of Latvia, and that's Kristaps Porzingis. Andy Miller also represents Kyle Lowry. He's still with Toronto, right? He didn't go anywhere. Serge Ibaka, who's now with the Raptors as well. Miles Turner, Hook'em Horns, Austin Rivers, and many others. So they raided this office, confiscated a computer. So this hits close to home if you are a New York Knicks fan, because Kristaps' name is involved in this. Now, I don't see how Kristaps could have been money funneled to him while he was still playing over in Europe, and maybe that occurred. I don't know if that's going to be a crime as well. Getting players outside of the United States, so is this only the implications only are with players who are homeborn, and
they'll get around.
They'll get around to that.
They'll get around to it. Yeah, no.
It's, is that going to be like the companies that park money offshore?
It used to be, you know, you mentioned Al Capone and all mm-hmm. that. And up until probably about 10 years ago, when you read stories like this and they raided homes and they come out of it. Remember, they always came out of houses or offices with boxes right. and boxes yep. and boxes. Because there were ledgers. That was the word you heard. Right. Ledgers. And they were in code and all that. Well, you don't need ledgers and code anymore. You just got a memory stick or you got a, you know, your computer. It's amazing what that computer holds and what it still holds, and you don't know what's got on it.
Right. Even when you hit delete, it's living somewhere.
No such thing.
It's living somewhere.
Well, I shouldn't say that. We do know there's bleach bit and other things that can eliminate stuff. Yeah.
It's called bleach bit?
Bleach bit, yeah.
Oh, okay. Let me write that down. Okay, yeah. Bleach bit. May need that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Google Clinton, it comes up that way.
Is that right? Yeah. It'll come up bleach bit.
But it does do that, and you're going to get the connections. And that's just it. I mean, that's this acting attorney, attorney general, state attorney general, whatever it is, he's going to be the tentacles, I guess is right. the proper term, yep. of this thing. It'll start reaching and reaching and reaching.
Well, the fact that it's been going on for investigation's been going on now for 2 years, 2.5 years, almost 3 years, let you know
it's
that.
It's just now hitting right. the light of day.
Yeah, and there has to be others who are involved at every level of this deal, sitting there just waiting for that next shoe to drop and see if their name's going to surface. Because I think we're all wondering, especially those who live and thrive in college basketball, are wondering, okay, who else is involved in this deal? And this has to have been widespread, because we've known this has been part of the game for a long, long time, as far as players being directed towards certain schools out of the AAU programs. We know that.
Yeah.
It's been happening. Yeah. So if you're sitting in out there and you see your brethren taking part in this and they're doing a little bit better than you, are you somewhat compelled to follow suit? Are you going to be left behind? So I would imagine there are going to be some other high-profile institutions that are involved, or at least they had some assistants or former assistants that had taken part in this scheme and fraud, as the U.S. Attorney General June Kim is labeling it.
Well, and there's parts of this thing that you haven't even thought about yet that are going to be coming out here in the next few days. I've got to imagine, because this is just the very, very beginning. And honestly, and I'm not naive. I would like to think I'm not naive. But when you look at college basketball, how many McDonald's All-Americans are there every year?
How many would you guess? I'm going to say 30.
They have the McDonald's game.
Right,
so 30. You got 15 guys on each side.
At least 30.
So let's say 30, 40 guys.
Right.
How come they all go to the same two or three schools?
Mm-hmm. True, a lot of them do.
It
right.
just seems like.
Yeah.
Because there are schools out there where they lock and load every single year.
One in particular that has a lot of one and dones. Yeah.
And you go, well, who's coming back in? Those starting five from that game you watched on TV, those kids? Yeah. Well, they're all playing together there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, things like when that starts happening, and you got to know in the system, that sort of raises little red flags in people's minds.
And the next question for me would be, or that I have, is, do we fault the families? Do we fault the kids for saying, okay, yeah, give me the money. I could use it, especially if you're talking about a kid that's been identified as a potential star down the road, and he's just in junior high school. He's just in middle school, or he's just beginning his high school career, and he's sitting there, you know, with nothing to eat and living off of government assistance.
Your example of middle school is not unusual.
Yeah.
In that system.
Right. So now you're going to fault this young man, his family, for saying, okay, you see some potential in my son, give me the money now? I mean, that's got to be a precarious dilemma for that family, for that the kid. I think he's pretty much out of the equation, whoever his mentors are or his family.
To a degree, yeah. Well, that's the unfortunate thing, is a lot of these guys have people around them that they trust implicitly with everything. That maybe don't have their best interest at heart.
Right. Yeah.
So it's I don't know. It will get worse. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And it'll be in a morbid kind of way. It's going to be sort of fun to watch these tentacles and as they sort of unearth them.
Well, I mean, it's, you look at this and you read the descriptions of what was going on. There were clothiers, haberdasheries that were involved in this. I mean, the different means in which they were funneling money to these guys. It reads like a crime syndicate. Mm-hmm. It reads like, man, Frank Lucas, when you got a little car wash over here, you got a mechanic shop over there, and cleaners, and this and that. I mean, the different ways in which they tried to mask what they were doing. So
I believe the act that a lot of these attorney generals and people, it's called the RICO Act, the racketeering.
Yep.
And as far as those connections, that and it's I don't. It's ugly, and it makes you kind of a story like this makes you forget about certain things. It makes you forget about the end of baseball season, unless you're a hardcore baseball fan.
Right.
It makes you forget about the start of the NBA season.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you forget about, and all of a sudden you're looking at college basketball. And I thought as soon as the story came out last night, I was going, "Hey, why would this come out exactly when these guys are getting ready to?"
Right.
To start basketball season.
Here next month, they'll be getting ready for another college basketball season, and this news drops. And so everyone on pins and needles, I would imagine, that have played a hand in this corruption, in this scam and scheme. All right, Gio and Jones, Randy Cross sitting in for Gio. Give us a call, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. When we come back, our girl is back, Mia Khalifa, again. Man, she's just messing with everyone. This little former porn star. I thought she was hanging out with Deshaun Watson. Now she's got another quarterback on the brain.
Mm-hmm.
We'll tell you who that is when we come back.
He's got something else on his.
Follow us on Twitter at Gio and Jones.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Welcome back to the show, Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio. Randy Cross sitting in for Gio. And this young lady, Mia Khalifa, she's always invading our show. She's always doing something via social media that piques our interest, and she's in it once again.
It's almost viral.
Yeah, always viral. I guess she's a former porn star. She's gone legit, and now all she does is hit on athletes, or not hit on them, they hit on her, and she rebuffs their overtures, and she got a little bit of her own medicine. Last time we discussed her, she was detailing or showcasing via photos her relationship with Deshaun Watson and said, hey, it's strictly platonic, nothing like that, and thus far, Deshaun hasn't been hampered by this relationship. Played okay versus the Patriots last week. They were in the game, had a chance to win there late, and he had couple rookie mistakes, but other than that, he's played pretty well as a starter now for the Texans. But apparently, she went after another quarterback. My man, my Heisman favorite heading into the season, Baker Mayfield. This past weekend, they got a little scare from the Baylor Bears. No one saw that coming. And Baker Mayfield, during the pregame warm-up, said to some of the Baylor players that, you forgot who your daddy is. I'm going to have to spank you, as he was leaving the field. So that was pretty interesting. And so
that piqued her interest, the whole spanking thing?
I guess so, because Mia Khalifa, she tweeted to Mr. Baker Mayfield, daddy. That was it, just daddy. And a lot of OU fans were taken aback by that, and they responded with, if OU loses to Baylor today, it's all Mia Khalifa's fault. Others said, if OU loses, the same thing, it's her fault, yada, yada, yada. And Mia had to set them straight, because she wasn't asking Baker to be her dad, at least not yet. She was referring to what he said.
Not in the biblical sense.
Right, right. She was responding to what he had said to the Baylor players. But after the game, in which the Sooners were able to win 49-41, she tweeted at Mr. Baker Mayfield, again, I promise I'll be good to him. You up? ? Or in the form of a question. You up?
Correct.
Baker Mayfield. And Baker responded, to his credit. Baker said, nah, I got my girl. I'm pretty lucky to have somebody like her in my life. And that was the end of it, somewhat, because surprising to me, Miss Khalifa took it in stride. You know, the term they use these days is don't be thirsty.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be thirsty. Right. She was a little too thirsty, and she said, she responded, getting curved is a part of life. Hashtag boomer. Boom. So she took it in stride. Cool. I like that. So there is a little, let's see, common sense in the word, a little humbleness in this young lady. Yeah.
That's a nice way for Baker to kind of say, get my name out of your mouth kind of thing.
Yeah.
God knows what's been in there. Wow.
Yeah, man. He's pretty cool. He posted pictures he and his boo, and he blocked her.
Isn't it amazing what people can get these days just by attaching their name to somebody in a social media sense?
Right.
I mean, and that's why you start thinking about the value of things. And eventually they'll find a way to tax this. What it does, like for her to do that to Baker Mayfield probably throws more on her on a positive slant.
Exactly.
Than anything else. Yeah. And for him, it kind of makes him maybe cool beyond football.
True. Right. And then that's right. It's going to benefit him because he blocked her after that. And it's going to make
that alone got him some pretty good points with his girl.
Heck yeah. Big time points. Yeah. I'm sure once the plane landed back in Norman, pretty good celebration that went on.
Yep.
After that. And as far as Mia Khalifa, those who couldn't wait to pounce to deride her and her past actions, they pounce once she was set aside or put in her place, if you will, by Baker Mayfield.
Hey, as long as they remember your name these days, that's for some reason that seems to be the number one thing.
It is amazing. And speaking of remembering someone's name, I don't think we can forget Kyrie Irving's name. A lot of things have been going on with him losing again to the Golden State Warriors.
The kid,
right. How old is Kyrie, man? I guess he
God bless the kid.
25,
but yeah, he's the kid. He's the kid. To LeBron, come into the league at 18, like LeBron did, and now you're 31, 32.
What kind of DNA did he take with him anyway? I heard that out of LeBron. Took our blueprints and DNA with him.
Which is give LeBron the ball, LeBron, and get the hell out of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty much it.
Yeah, you need Kevin Love, so you got to have that sidekick.
Right.
You got your other sidekick over here, so he got rid of the kid, but he replaced the kid.
Right, exactly. So we'll have to see if Kyrie Irving can shed a little bit more light on what he was able to take from the Cavaliers now that he's at Boston. But he came back and addressed this flat earth comment that he made, and he said it was just an exploitation tactic meant to test everybody's reaction. Well, he got a pretty good reaction when he made those comments.
Like I just said a few minutes ago, it's amazing what you can get by attaching your name to something that's outrageous or kind of half crazy.
We did that. We did a little experiment on the show a while back with Michael Jordan. I said that Michael Jordan would have to come off the bench in today's game, if he played for the Warriors, you can't imagine.
Or maybe you can. That'd be a fun reaction.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The people that jumped on that and just ran with it was just, how many hits did we get?
Oh, a bunch. A bunch. People were really pissed off about it.
Really? Come on. We put a little fake news out there on our own, and the bait.
You know what the great thing is? They jump on it every time.
It's like catnip, man.
Every time. It's one of the more entertaining. I tend to have a little bit of a strange / sick sense of humor at times, and I'll come across stuff on Twitter that just tickles the hell out of me, and I'll know I got no business probably retweeting this, but just for the thought of, man, how many people out there are going to read that? And one little section of their head's going to explode across the room. Oh, I got to do that.
So he likes to mess with people is what he's trying to say. Right?
Why not?
Okay. All right, we got to call James in New York. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind, buddy? Ooh.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
So I think Baker Mayfield's in the doghouse, guys. Reason being, he blocked Mia Khalifa. Why would he block Mia Khalifa? Because his girlfriend is pissed off. She tweeted at him. Now he's got to block her to save face.
I disagree with you. Have you seen his girlfriend? Have
he's
you seen Baker?
Girls, Jonesy.
Huh?
You know how they get.
I understand that, and I can understand why his girlfriend would be upset, but she shouldn't be upset with him. She should be upset with Mia.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't really need the extra light at the moment, so it's not exactly the most perfect association, to be honest with you.
Right.
I'm glad she's made a lot of money, and I'm glad she. But you know, having the porn star coming after you.
I disagree, James. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, man.
He's in the doghouse. If anything, he responded exactly how he needed to respond.
Hey,
nah,
Baker,
I'm cool.
What's he, 22 years old?
Yes.
21, 22, 22 years old?
Right.
Yeah. You got a girlfriend at that point in college and a porn star?
Right.
Start shining? Yeah, you're going to block it.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
That's more brownie points.
Can't block a burner phone, though, huh?
So you with James.
You never know.
That's true. You never know.
Can't block a burner phone.
As Hugh Freeze, right?
Yeah, well, he thought you could block a burner phone, exactly. But then he turned one in and learned different.
Yes, he did. Hey, more NBA talk coming up. Everyone's pregnant, at least in the Kardashian family, huh? And we got JLC coming up next. Talk a little NFL on Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio.